shocking, brutal and unacceptable. Those were the words used by An Garda Síochána Conna at a news conference last night to describe the murder of 17-year-old Cian Mulready Woods. The teenager's remains were dismembered before being left at a number of locations in Dublin. Several searches have been carried out at locations in Drogheda as his death has been linked to the ongoing feud in the town. Cian's horrific death is being associated with the ongoing feud, which is now responsible for 3 deaths in the last 2 years. In a moment, we'll speak to our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. But first, here's Drogheda's Garda Chief speaking at a media briefing at Drogheda Garda Station last night. And he described the murder as horrific and insisted the Garda are determined to bring those responsible for the child's murder to justice.
The level of violence is shocking. It is important to remember that Cian was a child, a young boy trying to find his life, his way in life. He has now lost his life and his family have lost their loved son and brother. We are there to protect the public. We're there to serve the public. But there are a number of interested groups who are basically interested in controlling certain parts of society through cocaine, through their, you know, they want to finance their own lifestyles through drugs and intimidation. We're not going to allow that to happen. We're there to protect the people in Drogheda, to protect the people in society, and we certainly will do so in a very robust fashion.
That's Garda Chief Superintendent Christy Mangan addressing a news conference at Drogheda Garda Station last night. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds is with us. Paul, where is the investigation of this murder at now?
Well, Gavin, at a rather grim briefing last night in Drogheda Garda Station, we received confirmation of what was suspected for the past 3 days. That tragically and brutally, Cian Mulready Woods was murdered. His remains were dismembered and then taken to different parts of Dublin. The Garda were able to confirm last night that the remains discovered at the first location in Coolock are those of Cian Mulready Woods. And that is significant because they now know who the victim is and that the victim is a 17-year-old child. And now that they know the identity of the victim, definitively continue to follow particular lines of inquiry in relation to Cian, his last movements. Particularly, they have been able to establish that he was last seen and he was with his family on Sunday evening at Dominic Street Bridge at 6 p.m. So sometime between Sunday evening at 6 o'clock and Monday, when the first set of remains were found in Coolock at 10 p.m. at night, he was murdered and his remains dismembered. Now, they also know he was taken to a place where the murder and dismemberment were carried out. Now, there is a house and a garden sealed off in Rathmullen Park in Drogheda, and that is very, very significant. The Gardaí have had that sealed off for 2 nights so far, and we're nearly into the 3rd day. So it's clear that they have discovered some sort of evidential material. My understanding that is that they have found some traces of blood in that house, and they have also found that there has been attempts to clean up in that house, and that is significant. So that house remains sealed off today. It is the subject of a detailed forensic examination by specialists from the Gardaí and from Forensic Science Ireland, and they're meticulously making their way through that house and examining every particular aspect of it. There's also a garden in that house, and I understand there's a garage out the back. There may have been some evidential material also discovered in the garage, but there is a process underway in that house which is very, very significant. The Gardaí satisfied to some extent that they are making significant progress in this investigation. They have a number of suspects. They do believe that it is linked to the ongoing feud between the two criminal gangs in Drogheda, and that this 17-year-old child is a victim of that feud.
17 years old. What more can you tell us about Cian?
Well, as the Chief Superintendent, Christy Mangan, said last night, Cian was making his way in life, and tragically it's clear that at some stage he lost his way. He became a juvenile offender, got involved in crime, first at a minor level. He had road traffic and drugs offences, convictions for those. He was convicted in the Children's Court. But it's also clear, and we've seen this from at least 2 reports that were issued late last year, into the structure of criminal gangs and how organised crime works, not just in this country, but in every country, in that children are groomed by gangs and by more senior figures in criminal gangs into organised crime, into getting involved in drugs, into operating as runners, into terrorising people and intimidating and being involved in violence and threatening people. And Kian is one of those individuals. He's one of those victims. He got sucked into the activities of the Drogheda feuding criminal gangs. He was also linked to a major Dublin criminal who's allied to one of the feuding Drogheda gangs. It's clear that he was 17 years of age. He was in way over his head. He was in with some extremely dangerous and violent people, aligned to a murderous feud that is not just based on criminality and control of the drugs trade. It's based on personal vendettas. He was known to the Gardaí for that involvement in serious crime. The Gardaí in Drogheda knew him and knew about his activities. He was involved in serious drug crime, arson attacks. And last month, he was convicted of intimidating and terrorising a family in County Louth. And that is part and parcel of the activities of these criminal gangs. So at this stage, he's now involved at a very dangerous level, so much so that the Gardaí feel they have to go to him this month in January, just a week and a half ago, and warn him that his life was in danger. He was officially given the GYM form, which is the green official form that the Gardaí give people. That he was warned a week before he went missing and subsequently murdered. And also, if you look, for example, the Gardaí put out, as part of their appeal, they issued pictures of his clothing. If you look at those clothing, they're on the RTÉ website, they were on television, they're all over the place. Look at the type of clothing. A Hugo Boss designer tracksuit, designer runners, a Gucci cap, a designer jacket. These are all, for a 17-year-old boy, there must be at least 800 or 900 euro worth of clothes in there alone. This is the sort. These are the trappings of organised crime. There have been 5 murders in Coolock in the feud that's going on in Coolock, and Coolock criminals are also linked into this feud. And one of the main suspects for involvement in this crime is originally from Coolock as well, and closely linked with the Drogheda gangs. 5 young people have been shot dead as part of that feud in Coolock, and they've been so-called the Gucci gang because of the designer clothes that they wear and the trappings that come with organised crime. So you can see clearly the links and the trappings of organised crime linked with this murder this morning, and the grooming and the luring of young children into organised crime. And you can also see the pain, the tragedy and the suffering that his family are now going through today.
You've covered a lot of murders in your job, Paul. This one is particularly brutal.
It's particularly brutal because it involves a child. I mean, in many ways a line has been crossed, and I think you could see it, and you could hear it in the voice of the chief superintendent. There is a sense of shock around this murder. The way that it was carried out, and the fact that it was carried out on a child, and also the fact that even after the gang had killed Kian, they didn't stop there. They went on to dismember his body, and they didn't dismember his body to dispose of it, to conceal the crime. They did so to send a message to a rival criminal gang. And that's a very insidious, calculated move designed not to cover up their activities. They clearly weren't concerned about covering up and getting away with it. They were more concerned with inflaming and fueling the tensions and the violence between the two rival gangs. And they were more intent on causing further pain rather than ensuring that they would get away with their crime. And from the Garda's point of view, and indeed from society's point of view, I think the hope is that in that move, in that decision that they made to cause further pain rather than to try to get away with their crime, that they have left sufficient evidence for the Gardaí and the state to be able to move against them and prosecute them.
Paul, thank you. That's our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. It's 20 past 8.